Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I don't really want to make a lot of excuses for these coaches, but I do think that the play calling was affected by losing Reed and Chandler on the left side of your line.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm not a Satterfield apologist. That's not been my brand on this show.
And James Strebel.
Dan, I actually have man boobs.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
It used to stink. It stunk for a long, long time. And you don't change a school from being a basketball school to a football school in 2 years, especially when you've never won anything. I mean, how can this be a football school when you've never won your division, the division in your conference?
Strebel not heard that one.
That's a legend.
You didn't hear the beginning of the show, did you?
There's more to it, too.
Right when you started rolling is when I got going. Not rolling.
You guys still talking about, is it a basketball school? Is it a football school? I mean, that's fine. I can resurrect that conversation.
I'd
moved beyond it. But if Dan Issel says, I got something to say, I'm here for
it. I'm here for Dan Issel.
Dan, go ahead.
What sparked it was we played the clip of the NIU coach when he was on with us yesterday.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
A little Tommy Hammock.
Tommy Hammock.
You play some Thomas Hammock sound
yes,
for Dan Issel? How about that?
Did he perk up?
He did.
He did. Sherry brought him some, tea or coffee during the show today.
How about that?
Issel's sitting there in Denver. You got the gummy.
Yeah.
You got a little coffee.
You're feeling
You talk sports when you're done. You know, you get a little more coffee.
Exactly.
What a morning.
It's a great morning for Dan Issel. Talk to Louie. Talk to Jack.
How about that?
Sherry brought him coffee. Yeah.
What a
landmark stoop. It's great.
Yeah, everything's good. 437-9680, hanging out with you. One more hour to go after us. Jack will have the bridge show, and then we'll go to some Reds and Red Sox baseball here on ESPN 680, 105.7, 5 o'clock hour, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Find them online today, coxeslouisville.com. They are delivering. And I should tell people, next Friday, we are going to be at one of the locations, I apologize, I cannot remember.
We'll be there.
We'll
one
be
way
there,
or the
though.
Other.
Yeah, we'll be there. Strebel will be Strebel.
Or an Evergreen.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We will be hanging out there as well. Okay, so earlier in the show, at some point this show has to figure out what we're doing with the UK player lawsuit. Because the texts are coming in fast
and there's I read more quotes during the break.
Okay, so we will get to this. The players that last offseason did not get in trouble.
They did not get in trouble at all.
Yeah, if you remember the UK football players with the fight at the frat, you know, with the frat dudes and everything else.
Yeah.
That was a big hoopla.
They had the weapons. There were no weapons.
There was a lot going on there. And so they have now filed a lawsuit against a police officer.
Officer Vidlove.
Yes, who is a recent UofL graduate.
Yes.
And that has created the stir on.
I don't want to look at the text.
It's a mess.
I don't want to look
it's
at it.
It's a mess.
I'm sure it is. I'm glad it's over there.
It's
over here in this chair.
Yeah, you don't need to see it.
I don't need to see it.
You don't need to see it.
I have innocent eyes.
You don't have innocent eyes.
No, I don't.
You act like you do now, and I don't like it. I don't like it. Something happened to you.
Nothing happened.
I think you got taken by the men in black, the Mothman.
No.
Okay?
I'm good.
Texas says, this isn't 790. Please quit the Mothman crap.
Oh, it's good. And, you know, you all liked the last 2 weeks with the Ark and Enoch. So let me be a little weirder than the Ark and Enoch.
Texas says, that movie is dope.
It's a good movie. It really is a good movie.
Texas says, what is corroborating?
Corroborating. What did I say?
He says you used it with a W. Sorry.
No, maybe I did. But no, I didn't. I did corroborating. That's how I said.
Texas says I'm 100%, 110% sure that Ents and his toenail are one of the men in black.
I don't think so. It isn't that weird. No way.
Just the toenail.
The toenail
is extraterrestrial, yes.
Is Mothman, does he have male parts? That seems to be a...
I don't know.
You don't know.
That never was in the book. I didn't read that part.
Well, what else would be in the book?
The experiences and the evidence and all the weird happenings in Point Pleasant.
Yeah, and they just missed that one little part, the anatomy.
Well,
if he was like, nude, is he wearing clothes? Is there some sort of codpiece? Shadowy. Yeah, I don't know. The Mothman, it's the least believable thing.
Read the book. I'll read the book. It'll change your mind.
Can I ask you guys this? So we talked about earlier today, and we can dive back into it. You know, Greg Sankey comes out and says, you know, now everyone wants to go to 12 teams. I've been trying to do this for 15 months plus.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought, do Kentucky fans feel like they can go get another Will Levis? We turned that into a discussion on Will Levis. How good is he replacing Will Levis and everything else, okay? So there's a lot of things out there. And we can dive back into this. One of the things that we asked Pat Forty about, it, we didn't really get to this much yesterday. Do you guys believe, and here's the question that I don't know if we are going to have, and that is, by the time we get to the Kentucky-Louisville game, mm-hmm. will Louisville be bowl eligible? And listen, in a few weeks, they could win these next three games, and they got four wins, and for them just to have five wins, by then would mean they're losing for a month. We'd be talking about a month of losing football.
Yeah.
Against better teams than them, but a month of losing football. And at that point, we might sit back and say, they're wounded, they're dead man walking.
It's taking its toll
for the
Governor's
Cup. So we could walk in that way, we could walk in the opposite way. We have had no evidence that that is going to happen the last few years. We have had no evidence this season that this team is going to turn things around. So we're like, damn, are they going to win, are they going to win eight games? Or are they going to win nine games?
Sure.
Obviously, that's off the table now. And so we thought about that discussion going into the Governor's Cup. And what I can't decide for you guys and 4379680 is if Louisville went in, and I should have had Louisville schedule ready. Hang on. If Louisville went in to the Governor's Cup with five wins, which means, I'll give them at least South Florida, Boston College, James Madison, that gives them four, and then they beat somebody. Maybe it's Virginia, and they lose to everybody that's good.
Right.
And so they lose to Pitt, and they lose to Clemson, lose to Wake Forest and everything else. If you go into that game, let's say you beat NC State the week before.
Yeah.
You're Scott Satterfield at home, last game of the season at Cardinal Stadium. You walk off a winner 27-24
sure.
over Dave Dorn. You hurt their season, and it's one of the better wins. Let's say they're number 18 in the country.
That'd probably be the best win of his career.
Just his career.
Yeah,
so he gets to five wins. You go to the Governor's Cup. We're talking about it, the lead up to the Governor's Cup. Are we talking about it how it's a good thing for Scott Satterfield because he can go out and beat Kentucky and finish 6-6 and end the year by beating two top 20 teams, top 25, top 15
sure.
teams, whatever they end up, beat two teams, beat your rival on the road? And of course, then we could discuss the bowl game. Or is it a bad thing? Like, is it a good thing that you think he could be gone? Do you think he can save his job?
If he wins at Kentucky?
If he's 6-6 and he wins the last two, NC State and Kentucky.
Yes.
And if you're a Louisville fan, is that a good situation because you believe there will be clarity? Or is that a frightening situation because you're afraid he could fool Josh Hurd?
Yeah.
I'm painting through wins a very negative picture.
Right.
But I'm asking you because it's interesting. One thing I was going to even wait for tomorrow is, this team, the over-under was what, 5.5?
5.5.
What if they're the team? I mean, Louisville fans are asking for better than just 5.5.
Oh, 100%.
And so that's what's going on here. Everyone says, well, 5.5, you know, hey, if we win 6 games, we're better than what Vegas. We'll live with that. Some of you all said that. And then you got into the season and lost to Syracuse and lost to Mike Norvell on Friday night. And then suddenly that tune changed pretty damn fast.
Oh, really fast.
So what would that be? That would be a week where a Louisville fan is, if he wins this, we're bowl eligible. The last 2 weeks would be the biggest 2 weeks in the history of Scott Satterfield at U of L.
Absolutely.
If he could then, you know, 3-4 weeks later do something in a bowl game, now you're cooking. Okay,
well,
it'd be a send-off for players, or is it a good thing that, you know, if he goes and loses to Kentucky 42-17,
right,
you know, 38-31, he rides off into the sunset, not making a bowl game, not yet beating his rival, not yet beating Clemson, he might be done with.
If they ended the season like that, with the recruiting class coming in, it would be Scott Satterfield mania in the city of Louisville. If he beat Kentucky
for 6 wins.
For 6 wins.
6-6.
6-6 and the recruiting class, and you beat Kentucky, it's Scott Satterfield mania in Louisville.
Agreed.
I think they would jump on board. You'd have rummage.
Would it have to be NC State? Would it have to be NC State? What if it's Virginia? And what if it's, okay, what if you beat South Florida, Boston College, Virginia, James Madison? There's 4 wins. That gets you to 5 wins. Yeah, that gets you to 5 wins, and the 6th win
would be Kentucky.
Is Kentucky. Yeah, what if you lose to the good teams? I mean, the good teams.
I think they're
going to beat one of these good teams, by the way, one of them. I think they'll beat, I don't know which
I think they beat Wake Forest.
I'll probably take Wake Forest.
I think they lose to Virginia, but beat Wake Forest.
No, I think beating Kentucky, especially if Kentucky's ranked, and there's something on the line for Kentucky, the way there was for Louisville when they
and
had
Lamar
the Orange,
Jackson.
Yeah, when
right.
They had the Orange Bowl on the line. That's still one of the biggest wins in Mark Stoops' career.
Even 100%.
It was a 7th win. That's all it was. It was a 7th win
nationally. A game that didn't do too much.
It was a noon kickoff.
You know what it is.
What?
It's not the same, but it's our version of what North Carolina did to Coach K and Duke.
Oh yeah, you walk off with beating them.
I mean, it's not the same, but it kept U of L out of an Orange Bowl, and that would have erased all the negatives. You never would have the narrative about what U of L did not win with Lamar Jackson.
Absolutely.
And the team that went to the Orange Bowl and won that Orange Bowl was the Florida State team that you beat by 300.
Yes, on college game day.
When Rick Pitino, they won that Orange Bowl.
Was that the day before Rick Pitino got...
all of that was won, at the same time.
It was Ricky B's last great moment.
Yes, it was wearing one of that small Lamar Jackson jersey.
Well, here's the thing. The Louisville fan, would they cheer more for Satterfield going into Governor's Cup if he had 5 wins and they had just beat North Carolina State? If they had just beat NC State? I'm just trying to make up scenarios because they're logical scenarios, to be quite honest.
I think they'd be chesty. I think they beat North Carolina the week before Kentucky. Yes, they're cheering it on. They're happy. They're saying Scott Satterfield figured out he's got – because even if they only had 4 wins at the time, Andy, if they
and Scott
playing,
Satterfield's out here just working fools.
There we
playing,
go.
Even if they
first
weren't
time
playing
I heard
for
that
a bowl
today.
Game, they would still tell me that Scott Satterfield has something for Stoops, that Malik Cunningham has something for that Kentucky defense. It doesn't matter. I still get the tweets even now. They're 1-2. I still get, well, I've got November 26th circled on my calendar. I've got it circled like you have it circled all the time. It doesn't mean anything. So, yeah, I think they'd still be up for the Kentucky game because they still can't.
No, they're going to be.
They're
going to
be up for it. They won't go to it. They will not be there.
I'm trying to create scenarios. Here's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to create scenarios that you could be 6 wins and it would be okay. I think there's a small percentage that would take it, and that would include losing to Pitt, Clemson, losing to NC State, and Kentucky. I think there's some that need some meat on the bone.
Right.
And a lot of that specifically would be Kentucky. So if you beat Kentucky and that got you to 6 wins, especially if it hurt them to get the Sugar Bowl or something, then that would be that. But is that enough within itself? But it's not even that. That's not the discussion. It's the discussion of if he's at 5 wins, what does the Louisville fan cheer for? Because I don't think 6 wins would mean anything, including if you beat Kentucky. It would be a great moment.
Yeah.
But I could still make a coaching change after that. But that would be there would be lots of people pumping the brakes. A lot of people at the radio station that would be pumping the brakes. You can then say, well, you made a bowl game. You can push it off a few weeks. Let's see how they play in the bowl game.
Sure.
Everyone rallies. Malik plays. I'm trying to figure out if this goes to script.
Yeah.
And that's they win games and they lose games.
Right. And there's 500 teams.
Are people in a bad spot here because they want to beat Kentucky? But 6-6 and beating Kentucky and maybe another top 25 team back end on that schedule, does that do enough to save them?
Yes, because you see how Louisville fans buy into crap.
But if so, then
this
some
is not crap. They would be good.
But if some, then some Louisville fans are going to be sitting there saying, "Don't get beat like you did last year," but are not going to be upset like they normally would be by losing to Kentucky.
If it was like 38-35.
Be 38-35.
Right.
Be 20-17.
Right.
Don't be 42-17.
Right. You're right.
I don't know. I'm just, again, this is if it goes by script. If they win some games,
right,
they lose some games, and they're up and down, and that's what they've been the last few years. That's what they've been this season. That's what I'm using.
I just see them buying in because they buy in on a whim, Andy. They buy in over Syracuse. They buy in over Duke. They just bought in over Central Florida at Central Florida. They buy in on a whim. They're going to buy in if they beat Kentucky because they hate Kentucky, and they love it when their coaches, basketball or football, beats Kentucky. They get all up for it. The way Kentucky fans do when we beat Louisville, the same thing happens. So he would keep his job if the sixth win was Kentucky, 100% absolutely. And he'd get a vote of confidence, and they can say, well, the bowl game's whatever, it doesn't mean anything.
They might win the bowl game. Mark Stoops has won a couple bum bowl games that have done wonders on the mind of BBN and Mitch Barnhart.
Belt bowls, a couple belt bowls in there.
We gotta have Strebel saying that. Can you mark that? I know that's going to be a pain in the ass to cut.
Yeah,
but him going belt bowl,
belt bowl.
But
no, I think it's 100% by Scott Satterfield time. But
Texas says the Mothman is more plausible than Louisville beating Kentucky.
Yes.
Texas says the Lamar win for Stoops took him off the hot seat with some fans. Stoops was getting wins in bowl games, but not against Power 5 schools. And UK lost 5 in a row against Louisville. I think that was the turning point of his entire tenure. Texas says, if U of L beats UK, they will make a DVD and throw a party at the KSR with the parade. Take Ethan Moore.
Absolutely, yes, there will, because they made a DVD of the Jeff or the Brian Braun.
Texas
game.
Says, "Sat is too nice."
Well, that's something that I like. Did you read that Bozich article by any chance, Andy?
Which Bozich article?
The one where like now they're.
I'm surprised you did.
Where now they're being tough. We're like now they're yelling at players at practice.
No, I did not.
Oh yeah. Now, we'll talk
about that tomorrow.
Yeah. Now it's time to be tough for the Louisville staff. I'm like, now it's time to be tough. Now it's tough time. Okay. You built the
program. Are they being tough?
That's what the article says, that coaches and players are alleging, that now it's tough time. Okay.
Texas says, this just in, the Mothman's a recent U of L graduate. Texas says, does the Mothman have a cod piece?
I don't know. I've never seen it. It wasn't reported in the book.
I would say out of all the stuff, to me, and I don't know why, Mothman's the dumbest. And I don't know if it's because it involves West Virginia. I don't know if it's just because it's named the Mothman.
I think that the name is unfortunate.
Yeah. I just don't know what it is, but I'm believing a lot of the other stuff.
Sure.
That you have said, that you have spewed out over these airwaves.
But Mothman's just not doing
it
for you.
That's not doing it for me as much. Not that it was a bad story. I'm just saying my buy-in is not at the level that it usually is.
I would just say it needs more than a 7-minute segment. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you'd buy into it, but I think you'd find it more interesting if you heard like the entire story from start to finish and all the things that happened in between and all the coverage that it got. I mean, again, nationally coverage it got. I think you would buy into it a little, not buy into it, but maybe find it more interesting.
Texter brings up a good point. No, Strebel, I don't think was on Matty Bangs last night. Your boy Matty Bangs the Max that you don't like, Duffy.
No, I'm not getting on Twitter.
They were on Twitter space. Yeah, but one of the Barstool guys called him out. You didn't hear that? I was going to have Jack dub that over, but it needs a couple beeps. Yeah, one of the Barstool guys was like, John Calipari's an effing coward.
Wow.
You don't play on the road, yet you guys are celebrating winning on the road in football, but in basketball. I mean, basically
Holy
calling them
smokes.
Russia.
Wow.
Yeah, calling Matt, saying Matty Bangs and Max were in old Duffy. They're like, Russia.
Really? Even
the, How about that?
Did they combat it with, we're going to Gonzaga? That's what I would have said.
You're not.
We're going on the road to close to Gonzaga.
You know what they mean. You won't go to the real arena.
You got to go to the neutral court arena.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, too bad. Guess what? John Calipari can make the decision. Barstool bum. You wish you had that power, but you don't, because you work for Barstool and that bum Dave Portnoy. Top five worst people on the planet Earth is him.
Okay.
I can't stand that dude. I hate that guy. I really do.
You know when the person next to you, Jack, is really angry and you don't know what to do? A lot like me and Mark Ennis when you kick the trash can. That's me with Strebel. Like, he just got
triggered. What did you and Ennis do when I did that?
Well, I put my shirt over my mouth.
To not laugh.
And Ennis was worried about you. He goes, something must be going on. That couldn't have been that.
Like, there's more. Like, there's more in Jack's life
and
than made
like,
him kick
yeah,
the trash
I was like,
can.
I'll talk to him later. I don't know, man. Yeah. He's booted a trash can.
We'll find out.
Yeah, and yesterday, Jack booted a trash can that was full of Nick Valvano. Nick Valvano's chicken wings.
Chicken wing bones.
So that was his punishment, was picking that up. Of course, with no gloves. I mean, have gloves.
Oh,
I did actually. I took a napkin and I used it to shield my hand. Yeah. No.
You guys will like
I wasn't picking that up barehand.
You guys will like this, and I need help from the audience. You know, I just have no idea. You know, we've had a little staff turnover, people leaving other jobs to bring new people in. And one of the things along the way is, like, no one has any idea how we get toilet paper, soap, staples,
cups,
pins, like anything.
Anything, yeah.
And so now,
I don't either.
And so now I'm going to have to do it. Like, I'm going to have to do it now.
Like, you had to get it?
I mean, if I don't do it, no one's going to do it. I mean, it's going to be that, or there's going to be no toilet paper. There's going to be no soap.
Yeah, be like COVID.
There's going to be nothing.
It's like COVID. He couldn't get toilet paper.
It's going to be nothing. No, we can't get it. It's just, we don't.
You have it. You need to order it.
I have went to, like, the top, and I'm like, do we have an account anywhere? Because stuff used to just show up, and they're like, no.
It's toilet paper.
No, they're like, we don't know. And I'm like, no one knows.
Oh, my gosh. No, so is that why we don't have
people been paid? Have we been paying for it? Have we been getting toilet paper and soap?
Has Furniture John just been dropping it off?
I mean, legit, no one will help.
No one's going to
help. No one will help. And I'm just sitting here, and I'm like, I got to get a soap, or we're not going to have soap.
Nick's going to go in there with just, like, paper to the bathroom, like sheets of paper.
I did have a terrible moment. There was someone.
What?
Jack, you'll love this. The lady who is recording today for the mortgage show.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Jack, you know what I'm talking about, right? I don't know who she was.
Her name was Kathy.
Was she a realtor?
Yes.
There you go.
So Kathy was in the building.
She had the look of a realtor. I mean, she did. She looked like a realtor.
She had like a pantsuit or...
Boom. I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
But
okay.
I mean, she's the head. You know, I just feel like you know...
She looked real estate.
Did you know a realtor?
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like, especially on the female side.
Like, hey, she's on a billboard somewhere. Or a bus stop.
So she walked in, she goes, where's the bathroom? I go, boom.
Oh, no, don't, ma'am.
I'm like, it's right there.
I'm not promising anything.
And the pipes have been terrible around Cardinal Town. God knows what happens
above us. The kids
are
back. The kids are back.
God knows what happens above us.
What are they flushing down those?
I think you know.
Oh. Wonder what brand.
Oh, boy. I mean, it's just.
You're clogging the pipes.
Texas says call Cintas. I mean, I don't know who to call.
Is that why we don't have any styrofoam cups, like big styrofoam cups?
Texas says Satterthorpe is not mean. You know what? That's the thing I probably care about the least is them yelling. Like, do I think Satterfield's a better coach if he yells? No. I just think he looks goofier. I think he looks like Satterfield yelling.
It reeks of desperation.
Well,
It's desperation. They're desperate. They got to try something else. They got to be mean now. They can't love them up. That didn't work. That failed.
Where do I get cups for the radio station, Strebel? I'm not beyond. Where do I get cups?
GFS. Do they have, like, I don't know. I know you can buy,
does
like,
bulk. Does BASF have
like,
them? Like, where do I go?
GFS has bulk food.
Where do we start?
Costco? Sam's Club?
By the way, speaking of, let's do this real quick. We got to take a shot at Griffin Gonzalez from WDRB, the new guy. Isn't he a sex symbol? Like, he's a good-looking guy.
He's a good-looking guy, yes.
Isn't he
is.
A good-looking guy?
He's got a great name, too, Griffin.
Jack, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
Griffin
Gonzalez. He's an IU guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yes, Griffin
he
Gonzalez.
He looks like, oh, goodness.
Talk about Griffin had a back and forth of blank.
Mason Rudolph.
He look really?
Mace, he looks
okay,
like Mason
let me,
Rudolph.
Let me look at him here.
Yeah.
There he is, Griffin Gonzalez. I can see a little Mason Rudolph. Oh, he is handsome. How about
he's,
that?
You know, no offense, he's not quite as handsome as I thought in the first glance. But still, anyway,
he still looks better than me.
Anyway, so I got to take your boy out here.
I know
he was at Costco and he tweeted out, "You can now buy." He took a picture of it, Jack, and had the season tickets that are like $69.99. They're in the south end zone. Is that the Tom Jurich ego end zone?
Yeah, the ego.
That's
end zone.
The ego end zone.
The ego end zone or the ego flight deck.
The ego zone, and they're tickets that U of L's trying to move. I mean.
Right.
They're discounted, and it's Costco and whatever else. Anyway, he tweeted out, "You can now buy Louisville football tickets in Costco." Now, number one, that story came out in at least July.
It's been like that all season long.
I don't know
I
if
understand.
He was. I don't know if he was there, but I was seeing stuff. I mean, we talked about it back in July. So, number one, I think it's an inadvertent troll, but it's not. But it's not right.
Right.
And then the other problem is
me.
Well, It's not a great look, but many programs do it. It's just a way to move tickets. It's a new way. I mean, to me, I mean, you're not getting a free ticket at Thornton's. I mean, that would be different if you went to Costco.
That'd be great.
And with
That'd
every
be hilarious.
Costco membership, you got two tickets to U of L football.
Right.
Of season tickets. I mean, that would be a conversation. So. And then Strebel rides in with SOS, and it's you and Roush and TJ. And but you were last, and it makes you look like
I just thought it was
you're
funny.
Pandering to Roush and TJ Walker, the sports
to anybody.
Talk. I don't know.
I just thought it was
like
funny.
That.
I'm not pandering. I just thought it was funny.
Ugh.
Especially since Griffin Gonzalez, you know.
But he was wrong on this
he
one.
He was wrong on
Griffin
it.
Griffin was wrong.
No, Griffin was wrong.
I hadn't seen it in a while, and he just popped it out there. So, like, you know what? That's funny. I'm going to retweet this just because. And I knew everybody knew about it. I know we talked about it. But it's just another little.
I don't know.
I don't know if you knew that.
We did.
We had a discussion about it.
Yeah, but
we did talk about it.
Sometimes your memory's not great.
No,
I know mine's not.
It's just, I just thought it was funny. So it's another little dig at U of L. And by the way, look at the amount of them, man. It's a lot of tickets there.
Well, it's two season tickets.
Yeah.
It's $70 for what, the five or six games.
Yeah, there's just a lot left. Help! Buy all these, please. Scott's in trouble. He'll yell at you if you come.
But the Costco thing isn't that.
What do you mean? Yeah, it is.
I don't know if it's desperation.
I just say
being in Costco,
the amount of tickets left over.
That's like a that's a partnership to have tickets there.
Absolutely. And that's fine. But it's still funny because it's Costco.
It is funny.
And Kentucky hasn't done that. And there's a million of them left sitting there waiting for someone to buy them, and they're not going to get bought.
Yeah. Griffin Gonzalez did him wrong on that one.
He did do
I
him
blame
wrong.
Him.
Yeah.
I blame your boy Griffin.
He poked the bear.
He did. Is that guy younger than you, Jack?
Yes, he is.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, he looks... Ooh.
Think you guys go out for some drinks?
Maybe? Yeah.
Yeah, we do, actually.
What have you and Griffin Gonzalez of WDRB done together?
We went to Saints last Thursday with a group
of guys.
Oh,
my God.
Now, Jack, this are is you the friendship gonna, you
are
to
you
cultivate.
Gonna, are you going to stand up to him and kind of tell him, hey?
Yeah, I'll tell him.
All right.
No, you need to cultivate this relationship.
Why? Why are you so worried? What do you,
well,
yeah.
Well, because
what do you mean?
Women.
Yeah.
He's like a good,
does he have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Never does she have any friends? Are they serious?
I don't know. I'm serious.
I was like, you go out with that guy. He's a newsman. You know, he's got the
right.
newsman look. And women tend to find that attractive.
He's been in a car
with
Rick Bozich.
Yes. He knows Eric Crawford.
Got stuck listening to White Sox baseball while in the car with Rick Bozich.
I hate to do this to Strebel, but... Strebel doesn't know, Jack, what women want. So when he says...
I disagree. Cause
when he says this is what they want, like, I don't know. I mean,
I
would
disagree.
Your sister date Griffin Gonzalez?
I don't know.
She's older. She's older than him, though.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't
she
know.
Is, yes.
She's probably, what, got him 7, 8 years? 10 years? I don't know.
Yeah.
She's 35.
No,
33?
Sister? No.
30?
No.
42?
She's in her 20s. My sister's not... No.
Why did I think she was 35?
I don't know.
Why did I think that?
I don't know. Probably because my wife is around that. That age.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I have no idea.
No, I'm just saying that, like, yeah, he would be a good, like, he could probably talk to women. It'd be good for you, Jack. You hang around him, get some women around you, boom, you're ready to roll.
Boom.
Boom.
You're ready to roll.
Yeah.
Like that, Jack. That's all it takes. Boom, you're ready to roll.
It's better than playing video games, Jack. That's all I'm telling you, buddy. That's a good job by you. Be friends with him. I think he'd do that. Is a good friendship.
Yeah, we are friends.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Texas says Diener was blocking the text line for calling him a bum. we'll have to go to Ents on that. I gotta unblock.
I don't know.
You
gotta unblock him for that.
I gotta
do
that.
Are you ready to do that?
Yeah, I gotta do that. Texas says just get an Amazon account. Yeah, we're gonna have to do that too.
Yeah, get your Amazon. Just have it.
I want
drop
it delivered.
Off.
Yeah. Yeah, I want it delivered to us.
You don't want to go.
Yeah, what
shopping.
Do we do? Where do you go? Yeah. I have legit no idea where to go. 437-9680. Jack, you want to play a piece of sound? You want to play some missile sound?
Absolutely.
Let's take a break. We need to take a break, or we'll keep going here. Let's do that. Let's take a break. We have some missile sound. We can do that. We have this. I got to read some of the things that they did with Texas, and it's got to be Strebel because Strebel's.
What
kids,
I do?
No. You. Your kids play sports.
Yeah, they do.
So you need to be the dad who gets, you know, wasted on the Texas visit.
Oh, that? Oh,
yeah,
well, yeah.
That needs to be you.
Okay,
so,
yeah, sure.
We'll talk about that next. 437-9680. One more segment to go. It's a Wednesday. It's the Take on ESPN 680.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says Limp Bizkit breaks something country version. Done.
And James Strebel.
That's a great idea.
Jack,
that's
you don't know what that is. We need to have you watch that during the break, but if you don't mind, write that down.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
That's what I need.
Break stuff.
Limp Bizkit breaks stuff.
Yep.
I'm going to break your bleeping face tonight. Give me something to break.
I got a chainsaw. I'll skin your bleep raw.
Yeah.
One of the dumbest lyrics ever written by a human being, by the way.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Speaking of Fred Durst, he put on Twitter, I think it was a couple nights ago, his conversations with Liam Gallagher.
Really? From Oasis?
Yeah, where he just... he DMs him or messages him on IG, and Liam never gets back. He's like, "What's up, man? Oh yeah, you haven't seen any of this?
I haven't.
This is right up your alley."
Why would Liam Gallagher get back to
Fred
Durst?
Yeah, that's the whole point.
Yeah, that's hilarious. No, I had not seen that.
In
wow.
April 20th, 2020, Fred Durst DM'd, messaged on Instagram the fire emojis randomly.
Right.
February 5th, 2021. Hope all is well in your world with a heart. Later that year, August 25th at 8:41 a.m., two more fire emojis.
What?
A couple weeks later, September 1st at 8:39 a.m. That's a lot of awesomeness. At 9:26 a.m. that same day, sending good vibes, Liam.
That's very odd. Very, very odd decision by Fred Durst. Liam Gallagher, I didn't think they ever had any type of relationship.
I mean, probably not.
Probably, he just maybe just trolling Liam Gallagher.
Doesn't
maybe?
Liam Gallagher hate everybody?
I don't know which Gallagher brother hates everybody, but there's one of the guy that's a lead singer is like the one that's like the complete AH.
By the way, I was wrong. It's two tickets for $70 for a game.
Just for a game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Still
so
funny.
Not a season ticket. Still funny. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm backing U of L in this one. You got to move tickets however you can move tickets. If you can get someone to buy those tickets for $35 a piece, you take it.
Yeah. Well, good point. Good point. Because
I wouldn't pay that.
No.
I would not pay that.
$70 for South Florida.
Texas says, I just saw Jason Entz at Sam's Club buying a 10-gallon bucket of mayonnaise.
What's he going to do with that? I just got a pukey text.
Texas says, what did he say?
Hell yeah, brother. Never give up on the bird.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Well, do you see what Crumb's Revenge said?
Is that Crumb's
Revenge? Oh, no, that was Jay Spa.
That's Jay Spa.
Oh, that was Crumb's Revenge.
No, that's not Crumb's Revenge. That's Jay Spa.
He's got too much blood. Die hard.
He is.
To be a long year, buddy.
Never give up on the bird. Okay, Mitch. Pipe down.
Pipe down.
He was so mad Friday night. You're a whole ass bum, Strieble.
Again, that's the word whole.
Yes.
Yeah, the word whole. Okay, so I want to get to a couple things here. I have things I want to get to. We have Whistle Sound. I want to get to this Arch Manning story as well. What do we do with this? I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Louisville recruit DeAndre Moore.
Oh, boy.
Few people text me that apparently he took U of L commit out of his IG. I don't know if it's still out of his IG. Let me check IG.
Take a look.
You want to take a look there, Strieble? What's on that IG?
Nothing good.
Nothing good?
DeAndre
What's over there? What do you see over there?
Nothing exciting.
What's going on over there? Why are you smiling?
Just because I like to smile.
I'd like to smile. Well, I can't find
him. That's the wrong DeAndre Moore.
Yeah, that's not the right.
Okay.
Regardless, he still had it on his Twitter.
Yes.
So there's confusion. Did he take it off his Twitter? Is it back? He's a wide receiver. He's a top 50 kid. He goes to the same high school, I believe, as Pierce Clarkson.
Yeah, same John Bosco.
John Bosco.
John Bosco.
He is going to be visiting Texas.
Yes. I think I'm in. Okay, his IG's private.
Oh, is it private?
It's private.
Then why don't you go ahead and okay that? I mean, you're a Kentucky fan.
No, I'm good.
Right?
No, I'm good. At least the one.
But he's visiting Texas.
Yes.
So what do we want to do with that? Anything?
Well, yeah, I'd like to say, I mean, this, and we've heard that maybe.
Save that for the mixtape, Jack.
He may have taken it off Twitter and put it back on Twitter, the U of L commit, still off of IG, according to our source here. Louisville's in a spot where all of a sudden these recruits are starting to look elsewhere.
I mean, they were always going to visit other places. Louisville got them early.
But losing doesn't help your confidence.
Well, that's
when they're
the story.
Looking other places.
If a couple more do this, then
yes,
it's a then
Ruben
it's a
Owens,
then
of a
it's
sudden,
a conversation.
DeAndre Moore. Now Ruben Owens did cancel the A&M visit, but only because it was made public.
Because it got out.
The only reason he canceled that visit. So if I'm a Louisville fan, I'm a little nervous. Because if you go down to one of these next three teams,
you've lived the life. Kentucky has had classes.
Mac Jones?
and then have had to hang on. By the way, Mac Jones, not a starting quarterback in the NFL.
No, he's been bad.
There
this
you
season.
Go.
He's been very bad.
There's
this
a
season.
Take for you.
Yes, but no, I think if I'm a
it's
Louisville
a good
fan,
take is what it is.
Yes, it is.
If I'm a Louisville fan, I'm nervous right now.
Well, you should be.
And
they knew this was going to happen.
Yes, they did. But
now it's happening,
and it's made more urgent with the losing and with Scott Satterfield not having answers, guys not catching touchdown passes. Well,
and there might be some NIL deals that, you know, now other schools know
what
the offers are from U of L.
Yes, and they can up the ante on some of these offers.
Top 50 kid. So, I mean, him wanting to go to Texas would not be surprising.
I mean,
again, him going to Louisville, please.
I mean, what do you want? You want a freshman Pierce Clarkson or who probably won't start in some guy that Scott Satterfield finds or is on the bench right now for Louisville? Or do you want to go play with Quinn Ewers and Arch Manning? I mean, that's a pretty – if you're a wide receiver, that's a pretty easy decision to make.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, five stars.
I mean, I know this is what we've said with Kentucky for years.
We've seen this. It's what we're going to say. No, you're right.
I know
I've lived the life.
I mean, it's – yeah, to me, the NIL aspect of it is like –
that's the only reason you
yeah,
don't have
yeah,
these
is the
guys.
Only, the only is the, reason. It's the only reason we're not laughing at it.
Yes, 100%.
It's the only reason we're – it's still – like, to me, they wouldn't even be in my mind.
No.
How I felt with some of the Kentucky stuff. Like, yeah,
yes,
eventually,
it's
going to
happen.
You know,
I mean,
eventually.
I think it's still 100% they get Pierce Clarkson. I don't think he's going anywhere. With Ruben Owens, I'm like 75% they still get him. But some of these other guys, I don't know, because I don't know what their deals are.
They can't pay everybody.
Exactly. I don't know what their deals are compared to Reuben Owens. I guarantee Pierce Clarkson has the biggest deal. It's either him or Reuben Owens has the biggest deal. But these other guys,
Texter says he may have taken some of the stuff down. Yeah, it's weird how they want to go somewhere and they feel like they can't.
Right.
It is bizarre.
It's weird as hell. And the NIL may actually be saving Louisville here, because you don't know if the deal's been signed or if there's like an agreement already to some of this stuff. I don't know the ins and outs of it. I think you don't know the ins and outs. That's a question to ask. Like, is that why some of this stuff is being taken down? Because there may be an agreement already. I don't know.
Okay, so I wanted to read this to you. You ready for this?
Yes.
The Athletic did an open records request. 437-9680. We'll play some missile sound here in a little bit. According to receipts and expense invoices obtained by the Athletic, so I'm going to do some reading here. Texas spent nearly $280,000 for the mid-June weekend.
Woof. Better than the 502 BBQ.
Well, and that's not even some of the night stuff that they probably did.
The night stuff?
Well, I mean,
look at Arch Manning. Is that him? That's him. Looking good in that Longhorns hoodie.
There you go. Friday, June 17th at 1 o'clock was the arrival. So guys are coming on campus. They're arriving on campus, okay? He arrived with a family of five. One of the kids did. They had a baby bed waiting for him. Posh hotels in downtown Austin are pricey right now. Texas spent nearly $47,000 on 34 rooms for recruits, family members, and some staffers.
Just the hotel was $47,000?
That total factors in group rate of $419 per night.
Oh, my gosh.
The lunch buffet that's tacked on was another $17,319. Add in $1,813 spent on custom cakes and snacks, and the Longhorns cleared $65,000 before the recruits even stepped on campus.
Wow. Jeez.
At 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock, the stadium arrival, the staff intros, photo shoot, the Texas total package. Okay?
So they did the
photo shoot where you look badass in the uniform and everything
like
else.
Louisville did with the cars and the jets.
Yes, they did. So they had all of that.
And Madden Sanker with a dog chain on.
You better believe it. Texas also, they have a quality sound system, but the stands are empty. The loud music would create an echo. They wanted to have a vibe on the field.
Sure.
The staff rented speakers. The price tag was $3,359 to put on-field speakers to keep the acoustics pleasant.
Wow.
6:45 to 9 o'clock dinner, parent social at the JW Marriott.
That's where I want to go.
The meal complete with cocktails, beer, wine, flatware rental, a bartender fee,
and an
ice sculpture cost $29,000. $29,129.
I want to be at that dinner. Yeah.
You're damn right.
Yeah.
They served more than 40 glasses of Tito's. Some Casamigos, a variety of whiskeys, margaritas, and other mixed drinks. Woo. Someone even ordered a $70 glass of Johnny Walker Blue. How about that?
I'm down. Let's go.
The final receipt, this is again the Athletic, the final receipt rivaled that of a local CVS. After more than $6,000 worth of liquor.
Sheesh.
Only $756 for apps. That's not bad. A smattering of beer and wine, a 20% service charge, and a $2,400 rental fee. The pool bar tab came out to be $11,880.
Oh, that's just the bar tab? Damn!
Saturday, the next day, 9 a.m. to noon, breakfast and Longhorn experience.
What's the Longhorn experience?
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Day two, back at the stadium for breakfast, the UT Club.
Ooh.
Buffet, omelet station, liquor, you like that, and wine in the morning, added up to be $10,226.
For breakfast?
And then you do an academic meeting. Who cares about that?
Yeah, you have to do that.
That was a 5-minute meeting.
That's your vegetables after the omelets and the bourbon. You get
The recruits went to Topgolf after that. Some of the parents went and took a little nap, right?
I'd be napping.
There you go.
That's the nap time.
A total tab for 75 guests.
At Topgolf?
Golf, apps, and everything else. $9,497.
Oh, oof.
6:30 to 9:30, dinner, a cruise, and another parent social.
Of course, you gotta have another parent
attendees,
social.
Attendees, here's what it says. Attendees ate enough to get the meat sweats. 47 7-ounce lobsters, 34 bone-in ribeyes,
yeah.
26 8-ounce fillets, 17 New York strips, sea bass, chicken fried lobster, lobster mac and cheese, the list went on. Chris Pilot,
that's
I don't know if that's a recruit.
Taking advantage of the opportunity.
Yeah. Yes!
Chris Pilot ordered the tomahawk ribeye, which rang up $135.
Oh!
Pilot said, quote, I've never had a tomahawk before, so why not?
Yeah, why not? It's free. You ain't paying for it.
Texter. After fee, the athletic. After fees and a $6,000 tip, the three forks totaled the bill $36,900.
Oh, my gosh.
After that, they went to the W. Austin Hotel. The bill just from that social night, $31,628. The cruise cost $2,357.
Man, this is just, we still have Sunday to go.
Sunday, 9:30 a.m.
Breakfast with Santa?
Breakfast with Sark.
Oh, Sark.
Visitors
Same
descended.
Thing.
Yes, yeah. Visitors descended on the family's contemporary 2-story, 5,331 square foot home in Rollingwood, a small community within West Austin.
Yeah,
the corner lot includes a guest living area, a pool, a side yard putting green.
Ooh.
Sark purchased in 2021. Let's see here.
Hell yeah, Sark living in that big house.
So, yeah, you got to see Sark.
Yeah.
Everyone starts to depart at 11 a.m., so there you go.
Man.
How about that?
Yeah.
Almost $300,000.
My wife and I would be shining at that event. That would be amazing.
You damn right.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Sounds great.
Some poor GA would have to take care of Strebel after he drank too much.
Yeah.
Would have to limp him upstairs with his wife.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Can you imagine
what
that, Jack? Can
what
you imagine that?
Man, that's that
five-star life.
I mean, Louisville is doing a good job with the NIL, but that's it. Is that Texas Oil George W. Bush money?
Well, here's
that's different money
here's
that they're rolling
George
with.
Here's the thing I was thinking. The job that those people have to set that up.
Yeah.
They're recruiting people. Is that a job you would want? To me, it sounds like the worst thing
No,
ever.
I would not want that job. No.
Jack,
no.
What about you?
No.
Okay.
Because you get people like me that aren't used to that kind
what
of thing.
What does Tom Allen do for recruiting? Breakfast with Tom Allen. Like, we get it.
Yeah. Denny's with Tom Allen.
You're motivational. Breakfast with Scott Satterfield.
We get a speech.
Scott Satterfield makes breakfast.
Yes, he does.
He doesn't. Have to, he makes
they,
the
they have the 502 barbecue.
The 502. I bet the 502 barbecue wasn't $280,000. He had Scott Satterfield flipping pork chops with Kiss the Cook on his apron.
Better than what Triple H had as an apron.
Oh, yep.
No one has any idea.
No.
There's 10 people that know that reference.
Is that a pro wrestler?
Late 90s wrestling.
It is. It's a terrible
that was from the era when Ethan was into wrestling.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Late 90s? He wasn't born
well,
yet.
Did he ever stun you? No. It was like...
Whatever noise you just made, save it.
Late 2000s is when he was kind of
Give me Issel sound before we get out of here. Give me something Issel. What did Issel say?
Hey, Jack, thank Sweezy for the apology later today.
Will do.
I appreciate it. He manned up. Of course, those two are boobs even when they have their shirts on. So it was nice that they apologized.
Man.
I love those guys.
I feel so much better now.
Issel loves you.
Loves
Take that,
us.
BBN.
Yeah.
Take that, all you BBN people that want to be loved by Dan Issel. Me,
yeah.
The man who hates your teams. He's loved by Dan Issel, and you have nothing.
Nothing.
You will never meet him.
Never.
Do you know where he gives the advantage to Northern Illinois? Northern Illinois. Has the advantage.
Offensive line?
Has the offensive line. So you, before you tell me you're going to win 10 games this year, you better have a better offensive line than Northern Illinois.
Whoa!
Mr. Football School.
Oh! Damn! I wasn't ready for that.
Issel's ready.
He is ready.
He's tired of it.
Issel wants
one more, Jack. What else? Loose. One more.
It used to stink. It stunk for a long, long time. And you don't change a school from being a basketball school to a football school in 2 years, especially when you've never won anything. I mean, how can this be a football school when you've never won your division, the division in your conference? So I get it. I agree 100%. Mark's done a terrific job. The program is on the rise. They've got a chance to be really good again this year.
Oh, there you go.
Issel.
All right, Jack.
Yes.
It's all you, big guy. I don't know what you're going to talk about. Short break. Jack is next. Reds baseball at 6:10, unfortunately.
Oh.